Proclamation number 7471 of 5th of December, 1959. Apostasy of beings from God. In the beginning all beingness shone in the brightest splendor of their perfection. It was like God. His images were created in which the eternal Godhead was reflected, in which God found his essence in the tiniest measure, for they were sparks of his radiated fire of love, they were sparks of strength which radiated from the source of strength from eternity. These beings were infinitely blissful, they were close to the Father, they constantly received the blissful strength of love and were able to create and work with this strength according to their will, which was also the will of God. But this state of the beings did not remain such that they stood in the same will with God. For the will was free and was not forced to direct itself towards God. It was free to turn, even from God to another pole. And that is what the beingness did, it directed its will wrongly. But since the attainment of the highest perfection of these beings was at stake, a test of will could not be avoided and therefore they were faced with a decision. They knew that they had emerged from God, from a creative power which also continued to permeate them with strength of love. But they could not see it. Whereas they could behold that being which shone in glory, which had emerged from God first and from whose will they themselves were also begotten as beings using that strength from God. Standing in highest realization through the light of love which continuously shone towards them, they knew about this process of creating beings through the will of Lucifer and the power of God. But they were able to see the radiant being of light, Lucifer, while God himself was and remained inaccessible to them. And now their will was to decide in favor of their creator and shaper from eternity. And the will of the beingness split. One part remained faithful to its creator, whom it recognized as the only active elementary power, while a large part turned to the visible spirit and deluded thinking, although it did not lack realization, but it allowed itself to be dazzled by the beauty of Lucifer, who shone in all glory as long as he was still united with God. The separation from him, however, lasted for an infinitely long time until his being was so darkened that it was no longer aspired to by the beings as God but was only regarded as a Lord who had the beings under his control. But in the beginning he shone in brightest brilliance, and during this time the beingness still decided in his favor. The fall therefore already happened when the beings turned towards their radiant producer and put God aside because he was not visible to them. Only after the fall did their spirit darken, after the fall the being fell into darkness, by which is to be understood the state of complete lack of knowledge in which all spiritual beings which had fallen away from God languish in eternal torment. But this decision of will had to take place once, free will had to be tested as to which direction it turned, because the highest perfection depends on it, the state of the being, which cannot be created but has to be established by the being itself. However, the fact that countless beings have fallen does not prevent them from once again using their will correctly, rightly, and taking the path of return to God again, but then he will have made perfect children out of the beings who will still be blissfully happy to a far greater degree than the beings could have been in the beginning as created beings. Yet endless times will pass until the being has shaped itself back into perfection again, because free will always be decisive if the highest perfection is to be achieved. because free will always be tested again, which is to turn completely to God in Jesus Christ, who is now the visible God for whom the being longed and with whom it will also unite in its perfection. Amen.